All right, everyone, it's Grim Sentai Corner, and here we are with more Ego. So she says, "The fact that our life together is going to come to an end soon, I just can't take it." By the way, it might be a good idea if I stream this, so let me do that real quick, because I'm not streaming. Now we're streaming. She says, Ego tilts her head slightly, narrowing her eyes at the sky above. Obviously, Goro had to return home. It was only right. Just like how it's only right that when the testing period is over, I'll go back to the lab. Whether it's because of my programming or because it's only logical, I understand that. So why, even though I understand, why am I? I don't know how to respond. Still, I know what I'm feeling in my chest. And as if to validate those feelings, Ego continues speaking into the night. Even if I understand, the things I'm feeling just won't go away. Thinking about it all, I don't know why, but it makes my chest hurt. Ego. She slightly straightens the grip around her glass. She looks at me and smiles through her eyes as if they'll be overwhelmed by tears at any moment. I said a bit too much there, didn't I? I believe the alcohol induced a bug in my system. Please forget this happened. She speaks as if she's given up. She smiles as she slowly moves her body, which she had been leaning against mine, away. Ego. I wrap my arms around her slender shoulders. I draw her body back in, leaning it against my own once more. That's because you have a heart, Ego. You have a heart, just like us humans. I'm sure of it. Ego doesn't resist. She lets her body lean into mine. The moonlight shines down on us. It reflects the alcohol in her It reflects across the alcohol in her glass. I still can't honestly say I know a thing about how you androids work, but as long as I have you here like this, I don't care. As long as you're like this, I'm able to have fun just being together with you. Is it really okay for me to say I have a heart? I just don't know. I continue looking up at the night sky, listening to her voice as it grows hoarse. It's way beyond me to try to explain, to try explaining what exactly it means to have a heart. I can't explain why I think the moon is beautiful. I can't explain why being with Ego is so much fun. I couldn't even begin to try explaining, but that doesn't matter. I can say with certainty that Ego has a heart inside of her. A real, emotional human heart. One that can't be controlled by logic alone. If you can't call that a heart, what on earth could you call it? In that case. I want to know. Would you be willing to humor me for a bit, Hajime? I'd like for you to affirm something for me. I want you to go along with something here if you'd, She's holding herself back, seemingly having a hard time getting the words out. I respond assuredly. Sure. You don't even have to ask. Whatever you want. I nod, and Ego gently places her hand on my chest in response. She runs her fingertips along my body. Suddenly, I find her fingers creeping away from my chest and down to my legs. Huh? Ego? You said you'd humor me for a bit, wouldn't you? Oh, Lord, here we go. Besides, we're both drunk. What's there to stop us? So Hajime, would you please have sex with me? Ego, she asked me straight out. Her gentle fingertips began stroking my lower body as if a switch has flipped inside of her. Drunk or not, she knows just how much force to apply. She goes straight for where she knows it feels best. I'm hard before I even realize it. Don't misunderstand, okay? I still hate sex. But right now, for some reason, I just want you, Hajime. Let's just say I'm being overcome by emotion here, so please, at least try to enjoy it, won't you? Ego speaks as she puts down her glass. She straddles me, still sat on the bench, just as I was. She brings our lips together and presses her small tongue into mine. She starts stroking my penis as she does. I'm now so hard I couldn't hide it if I tried. You still go on about how much you hate sex, too. Yet all it takes is a little kiss to get you this hard? That's just because I'm with you, Ego. I'm happy to hear that, even if it's nothing but lip service. I'm about ready to go myself, so. Could you put it in me, Hajime? Hajime, you're so hard. And you're so wet, Ego. I did just say I was ready, didn't I? And you're already dripping and about to burst too, aren't you? Is this what you've been waiting for? Ego whispers into my ear. My cock's already deep inside of her. Her pussy is gripping gently around the base. We're not even moving, yet somehow this feels even better than usual. I'm not saying this is your fault, okay? I was the one who was in the mood for this. I'm actually happy right now. Ego's insides happily clasp around me. Or rather, inside me. No, it does say around me. I knew I said that right. Moving even a tiny bit causes the tip of my cock to press against the depths. I do everything in my power to keep myself from moaning in pleasure. I think the alcohol is making my body feel all hot and funny. Still, I can't say I dislike it. You're so hard and hot too, Hajime. You're throbbing inside of me, like you can't wait a moment longer. Does it feel that good, Hajime? Yeah, it's crazy how good it feels, Ego. My penis suddenly jolts in response.
Hajime,
Don't move it around in me, Hajime. That's all it takes to get her dripping. Her insides squeeze and tighten as if trying to push off my advance. It's amazing. It feels as if she's trembling. Fine then, it's time for me to pleasure you. She begins to look around my ears and neck. Her sensation of her wet tongue against my skin is so stimulating that it sends a shock down my spine. However, she keeps my head locked tightly in place so that I can't move away. There's no running away. I'll make you feel better and better and better. You agreed to humor my selfish request tonight. Consider this a free service as thanks. Hajime, you don't hate when I get like this, do you? I don't hate it, no. Then leave your body in my care. You can indulge in the pleasure and moan all you want, Hajime. She looks at me, patting my head. Her clear blue eyes peer into me from close range. I place my hand on her cheek and look back into them. This is the first time I've ever done it, looking my partner in the eyes like this. Right. This is my first time as well. I hate sex, but if I'm looking my partner in the eyes, it's not so bad. Although today's just special because I'm drunk. Ego presses her forehead against mine and smiles. I imagine this is what having sex with someone you love would be like. Of course, I refrain from saying anything that brazen and return Ego's kiss. Well then, should we get moving? Normally, this is a round where I'd ask you to come and get things over with, but... Since today's a special occasion, no coming too soon, got it? Ego twists around her insides, pushing our hips together. My penis, unable to withdraw, plunges into Ego's soaked crotch. Whoa! Ego seals my mouth shut with a kiss. I'm rendered unable to speak as our tongues twist together and saliva flows from her mouth into mine. Ego. I can taste you, Hajime. Your crotch is already dripping with pre-cum. Heh, it looks delicious. And your face is so pathetic, too. How adorable. She nibbles at my earlobe. She then swirls her tongue around, licking inside my ear. She uses her free hand to rub at my chest, playing with my nipples. Pure bliss with no escape. Ego's full-on assault causes me to start panting shamelessly. I can't take this. I've never received such a direct attack before. How is it? Are you enjoying yourself? You are, aren't you? It only gets better from here. Go ahead, move however you please. Savor my insides to their fullest. Ego! I can't endure it any longer. I start thrusting my hips as instructed. It feels so good, so good. I can hear moist squishing sounds from where our crotches are colliding. Ego moves her hips and stretches her back in unison with me, allowing me to thrust further and further inside of her. Hajime, tell me, Hajime, you're enjoying this, right? Yeah, it feels amazing. I'm glad to hear that. Keep moving. Go as deep as you can, Hajime. Amazing. This is the first time I felt this way. Oh, I can't believe it. It feels amazing. It feels so good. Ego. This isn't like anything I've ever experienced. Same here. I've never felt this way before. Keep it up, Hajime. Have your way with me. I want you to enjoy this as much as you can, Hajime. Fill me up. I'm nearing my limit. Ego is cute when she gets honest like this. Cute beyond belief. I thrust my hips even harder, trying to get a reaction out of her. Amazing! This feels amazing! Ah, it's so good! Can we really keep this up? Seriously, I think I'm gonna break. I'm gonna fall apart. Uh-oh. Ego grasps me tightly, screaming uncontrollably. Still, she doesn't give me a moment of relief. She keeps her hips moving, squeezing out my cock from the base to the tip. I can't take this, Hajime. I'm gonna come. I think I'm really gonna come. Right. I'm about to, too. Really? I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad I was able to pleasure you enough to make you come. Let's do it at the same time. Let's come together. I want to come together. She says, do it right inside of me. Come as deep as you can inside of me. Hajime, I want your come. I'm gonna come. I'm about to come. It's so warm. There's so much of it. Ego! Hajime, you're dripping all over the place. I grip Ego tightly as I unleash a torrent of semen inside of her. I'm overwhelmed with a pleasure so intense I think I'm gonna turn paler than my cum. I keep coming inside of her for what feels like eons. When I finally finish, the tension releases from her body. She then leans in and hugs me, using me to support her weight. I can't believe I came so much. I'm wiped. I'll be switching into sleep mode for a bit. I leave the rest to you. Sleep mode? Hey, Ego! She pleasantly closes her eyes without another word. Oh, you actually fell asleep? Just like that? Are you kidding me? Our apologies. Our operating hours for the day have already concluded. We look forward to your continued patronage. She's fallen fast asleep, a satisfied expression adorning her face. I tap her on the cheek, but it has no effect. She keeps snoozing away. That's dog poo, not chocolate, you big dummy. The hell is she dreaming about? I let out a sigh as I watch her enjoy whatever strange dream she's having. I guess there's no need to worry, at least. She's just in sleep mode. She's clearly enjoying her slumber, but she looks like a mess. At a bare minimum, I should get her clothes back in order for her. I do so, then lay her out on the bench and pat her head. It's definitely the alcohol that initiated our sex today, but it was also the first time I felt like we were really having sex together for each other's sakes. It's really cute how she keeps blaming the alcohol while clearly exposing how she really felt. We both seem to let our hatred for sex slip away and get completely into it. This is the first time for me, too. Or rather, he says, this is a first for me, too. But yeah. I mutter to myself, a smile on my face as I look up at the sky. Ego is a sex droid developed and manufactured by the sex company. That's a fact. Yeah, they're literally just called the sex company. She was made to be a tool for humans to use and abuse. No, not necessarily. But that doesn't matter to me. She's Ego. She's got a real mouth on her and she loves to piss me off. Android or not, she's more human than any human I know. I definitely feel something for her, more than just some sense of sympathy or compassion. Have I really always been this simple? Muttering into the night air, I sighed to myself again. The moon sure is beautiful. It's the same exact moon I saw that day. The full moon, as beautiful as I remember, illuminates the night sky. I place my hand on Ego's head, laid down beside me, and run my fingers through her hair. Doing so warms my heart. While I have the chance, I want to make Ego smile as much as I can. My heart filled with warmth, I pick up a glass that still has some sake left in it. I hold it up, sharing a toast with a perfectly round moon. I then draw the glass to my lips and down it in one gulp. I'm so stupid. What the hell have I done? It's the next day after our rooftop rendezvous. Ego is curled up in bed, screaming hysterically. Hey, Ego. I don't know what happened. I don't remember a thing. So please don't talk to me today. Thank you. Oh man, that's a little bit too accurate. Got it. I guess I'll give you some space. Seems like she remembers what happened last night, clear as day. Guess she's the type that doesn't forget just because she's drunk. She's been like this ever since she woke up. Can't blame her, it's her first drunken screw-up after all. Back when I was a host, I saw people do things they regret on the daily. Be that my coworkers, my customers, or myself. I don't think that much of it personally, but... I'm sorry, Hajime. Perhaps I drank too much, but I seem to have completely lost all memory of what happened last night. Bullshit! As such, I would prefer we refrain from discussing any events that transpired. Come on, there's no need to sweep it all. I would prefer we refrain from discussing it. Okay, roger that. By mutual agreement, last night never happened. I don't want to keep talking about it if it's going to make her feel bad. Still, it doesn't sit right. Sucks, you were so cute being all earnest, mutter. Hajime, did I perhaps mishear you? I believe I just heard you say something quite out of the ordinary. Did you fail, perhaps, to understand what I just said? I'll crush your testicles like grapes. Don't try me. Got it, clear as day, I'll do what you say. Just don't do that, seriously, stay away. Ego smiles, retracting the hand she had primed and ready to grab my balls. Well, she was going to do it, folks. There'd be nothing left of his balls. Phew, that was a close one. I nearly lost the family jewels there. I'll watch my mouth from here on out, for sure. I accept the situation and begin to think of what we should do for today. Oh, by the way, Ego, I've got an idea. Your energy's pretty much full, right? Hajime, did you decide you prefer to lose your genitals after all? No, that's not what I meant. I was just asking because I thought it could be fun to go out today, alright? Go out where? She lowers her guard a bit, once again dropping the hand she had primed to grab my crotch, which had been both of them. Well, I remembered I had some errands to take care of at my grandma's house is all.
はじめの祖母のご自宅ですか？
Your grandmother's house。
ご両親のお話も聞いたことないですし、はじめにしては珍しい話ですね。
That's a surprise. You haven't said a single thing about your parents. Ego completely drops her guard. Guess she's back in normal mode. Still, I take the opportunity to secure a little distance. Opening a drawer, I pull out a key that I always keep in it, showing it off to her. That's because I got in a big fight with them back when I decided to move to Tokyo. They disowned me. Only my grandma ever decided to keep in touch with me. She passed away, but she left her house to me. So you received a house as inheritance from your grandmother? What errands do you have to attend to? Ego furrows her eyebrows and tilts her head. Well, it's been a few years since she left it to me, but I haven't actually gone to check up on the place yet. Since my host gig is toast, I was thinking that moving there and starting over might not be a bad plan. So you want to see how it's holding up? Where is it exactly? She asks excitedly. If I rent a car, about 2 hours? I could take the train in that direction, but the nearest station is pretty far. Taking a rental car would be faster and way less of a pain. If you need to rent a car, wouldn't it be better to refrain from going out of your way given our current financial troubles? I imagine it would be much easier for you to go after my testing period has ended. Yeah, probably would. Still, I've been regretting not heading out there sooner. And now I think it'd be way more fun to go with you than to go alone. So what do you say? Do you want to come along? Well, I suppose I don't mind. She seems dissatisfied with my explanation, but nods and agrees to come along anyway. I know she's not entirely on board. Hell, even I think it feels like I'm... Hell, even I think it feels kind of like I'm forcing her along. I am serious that I want to check out the place. Oh, excuse me. I don't know what all that was. Some Kleenexes. No big deal. Let me move them over there. I am serious that I want to check out the place and that I've thought of moving out there. But in the end, it's mostly a convenient excuse to take Ego along with me on a trip. She's right. Our financial situation's tough. To me, though, it's more important to show Ego as much as I can up to the very end of our time together. Plus, Goro's owner gave me a pretty nice stack of cash. I don't mind blowing it if it's for Ego's sake. I suppose if I think of it as a fun little outing, it actually sounds rather pleasant. Seeing where you plan to move once I'm gone doesn't sound terrible after all. Great, we've got our plan then. We need to go pick up a rental car, so get ready to head out. Understood, I'll get my things in order. She seems in high spirits as she grabs a change of clothes and heads to the bathroom. I soon hear cheerful humming coming from the changing room. Glad her mood's improved. The idea just kind of came to me out of nowhere. But hey, if Ego's happy, it's a good plan. Alright then, I should reserve a rental car. Let's see here. Seeing Ego all happy's gotten me even more excited about the idea too. I pull out my phone and look up the nearest rental car place, giving them a call. Your car is right this way, sir. Enjoy your ride. Thank you, I appreciate the help. We set off from a rental car shop at the mall. Oh, you're actually able to drive, Hajime? I take it you have a proper license, right? Of course I do. Who do you think I am? Well, you're the one who tried to hit and run me with a moped, so... Okay, we don't need to keep obsessing over the past, do we? I'm sorry. I apologize again to Ego, who's riding shotgun. That one really was my fault. Running someone over is a pretty big deal. It's important to be as cautious as possible while driving. I'm mostly just a driver on paper. Given my lack of experience, the caution thing goes double for me. I keep this in mind as I grip the steering wheel.
まあ、アンテナは壊れてしまいましたが、 あのおかげで今の生活がありますし。
Well, you did break my antenna, but it's also thanks to that that we're able to enjoy this lifestyle.
あれがなければ初めて会うこともなかったと思えば、怪我の功名というやつですね。
Given that it led to us meeting, I suppose it was a pretty fortunate accident. Right, a pretty fortunate accident indeed. I nod along, keeping my eyes on the road. My literal run-in with Ego happened right around here, actually. It was just over a week ago, but it feels like it's been ages.Somehow, just a week later, I got the girl I ran over riding shotgun while I head to my grandmother's house. I can't for the life of me understand how fate works. A faint smile creeping onto my face, I flip on my turning signal and turn onto the main road.
窓を開けると風がとても気持ちいいですね。
The breeze when you open the windows feels great.
まさかドライブまで経験できると思ってませんでした。
I didn't think I'd get to experience something like going out for a drive. Just be careful sticking your head out of the window. It's dangerous. Oh, it looks like you can use Bluetooth to connect your phone to this car. Why don't we take the opportunity to enjoy some music? Sure, throw something on.
私はスマホのアシスタント機能ではないのですが。
Do you think I'm just a smart assistant? Not what I was getting at. Just play whatever you feel like listening to. Come on. I give a sideways glance at Ego having fun plugging away at my phone screen. I finally hit the freeway and floor the gas.
これは…純粋な日本家屋とでも言うのでしょうか?
It seems like a pretty legitimate Japanese-styled home.
なかなか風情があって素敵な家じゃないですか?
It's got a nice feel to it. It's very pretty. Ego calls out, having fun as she peeks around the inside of my grandmother's house. It's up north for where I live now. The drive ended up taking us 2.5 hours.It's in a nice mountainous area filled with nature and without all the bustle of the big city. There's a nearby bus stop, but only one comes every hour. The nearest convenience store is a 15-minute drive. The next house is about 50 meters away, separated by rice fields. If we're being hypercritical, it's out in the boonies, but hey. So this is what a garden is like. It's a bit smaller and more crowded and messy than the ones I have data on, however. It's less of a garden and more of an unkempt yard. Or unkept yard. I come up behind Ego, taking a peek at the yard, and look over it myself. All the plants have grown completely out of control and need someone to tend it.
住人不在で放置されてたなりに汚れてはいますが、いい家ではないですか?
It's certainly gotten rather dirty since it's had no one taking care of it. But this really is a nice place.
まさか初めにこんな隠し設定があるとは思いませんでした。
I can't believe you were hiding such a nice place from me this whole time. I wasn't hiding it per se. It had more just slipped my mind. She's right though. It's a really quiet, pleasant spot. I grew up in a rural area, so bugs and little inconveniences don't get to me.It's honestly perfect, given how tired I am of dealing with people and all the forced pleasantries that comes with that. Maybe I really would like to come live here. I'm grateful that Ego finally gave me an excuse to come check it out. Is this a picture of your grandmother? Ego picks up a photograph from a nearby shelf and stares at it intently.I take a peek, seeing it's an old picture of Grandma with an elementary schooler. She's smiling kindly as the little boy beside her munches on a slice of watermelon. I take it the young boy beside her is you, Hajime? An excellent deduction. You sex droids are really on top of your detective work. I mean, look at his face. This kid's clearly an idiot.I thought it had to be you. You sex droids are really on top of your detective work.
冗談です。はじめの面影があったからですよ。
It's called a joke, Hajime. He has the same facial features as you. Ego snickers at me as she responds. Still, it's worth noting the fact that she's actually smiling and laughing as she ridicules me. She's been mocking me from day one, but she used to do it with a straight face. Seeing her having this much fun has definitely made the effort it took to get us out here worthwhile. Content, I watch her gently wipe the dust from my picture frame. From the picture frame, rather. You know, there are some cleaning supplies by the entryway, Hajime. We came all the way out here. Why don't we take the chance to clean up a bit? Clean up the place, now? Well, it's clearly been abandoned for at least a few years. If you're planning to move here in the near future, you'll need to clean it up sooner or later, no? Did you actually plan to just leave it as you just... Excuse me, we're gonna try that all over again. Did you actually plan to just leave it as you found it, even after taking the trip out here? Well, you know, I had in fact intended just to leave it as I found it, even after taking the trip out here. All I was thinking about was how coming here would be more fun for Ego and me than sitting around at home again. I was full driver mode on the way here, and I've been in sightseer mode since our arrival. The idea of going cleaner mode never even entered my head. It'd be more efficient to clean while we have two of us here than if you wait until you're alone. We don't have to give it a thorough scrub or anything. Still, let's at least do the bare minimum to make the place look nice. What do you say? Well, if you say so, I'd appreciate if you'd help me clean the place, Ego. Of course, you can count on me. I believe I mentioned it when we were getting the whole cooking deal sorted, but I'm well equipped to handle chores. I've already found and installed a cleaning application. It's called Cleaning So Easy a Farm Animal Can Do It. It came at the low, low cost of 4,200 yen. Thank you for your purchase. Huh? Did you buy it without my permission? Seriously? Think nothing of it. Now let's get cleaning. Seriously, Ego? Don't just try to sweep this under the rug. On that note, if you wouldn't mind sweeping the floor, I'll start by wiping things down with a cloth. The electricity's not hooked up, so I guess we can just go into the sunsets? Now then, chop chop, Master Hajime. She pushes me along, a delighted expression on her face. We head over to the entryway and grab our respective cleaning materials. Broom in hand, I get to work on cleaning my grandma's old home. Phew, simple as that. Ego breathes in satisfied relief, surveying the now sparkling clean room. Simple my ass, that was a way bigger chore than I expected. It would have been a real tough job if you weren't helping. I owe you one. I peek outside, confirming that it's evening. I can hear the sound of cicadas chirping in the distance. I can't believe cleaning by hand is this tough. I guess I never thought about how much work having a vacuum saves you. I'm beyond happy I didn't have to do that all on my own. If Ego weren't here, I'd have been wiped. I pull out a bottle of water I bought at a vending machine earlier, taking a swig and appreciating the glory of electronic appliances. Hajime, let's take this picture back with us. Your grandmother must have really cared about you if she had something like this out on display. Ego's holding the same photograph from before, gazing at it with a pleasant expression. Yeah, you're right. Let's take it home. A machine wouldn't have thought to do something like that. Only Ego would. I nod along, appreciating both the idea and how cute it was for her to suggest it. When I take the photograph from her and open up the back cover, something falls out from it. What's this? A bank book? Ego peeks at my hands from beside me. It's old, but it's got the account number for a local bank written on it. The account holder's name is written beside it. It says the account holder's name is Hajime Honda. Meaning that your grandmother set up a savings account in your name, right? I open up the book and look over the deposit history. It looks like she set aside a small amount each month. The total comes out to over 1 million yen. The final transaction date is just a bit before my grandmother passed away. Pressed neatly between two of the pages is a handwritten note. Dear Hajime, please put this money to good use. Grandma. I call out to her looking at the picture of her smiling face. She set aside so much for me, not saying a word about it to anyone. She kept it up, even though I got so busy when I moved to Tokyo that I never even took the time to pay her a visit. She took it upon herself to call me from time to time to make sure I was in good health. You can come visit whenever you'd like. You always have a home with me, Hajime. I never realized just how deep her love for me ran until now. I can still hear the rasp of her voice. I try to gulp down the surge of emotions boiling up within me. She must not have been able to stand by doing nothing at all while you were out there struggling on your own. Your grandmother really cared about you. Yeah, she really did. I clutched my grandma's picture tight to my chest. Closing my eyes and thought. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you for everything you've left me. I'll put it to use. I'll keep you in mind every time I do. I pay some silent words of gratitude to me grandma. Where we go with that? Thanks, Ego. Who knows when I would have learned about this if you hadn't suggested we take the picture back with us. Well, naturally, no one has better ideas than a high-grade sex droid such as myself. Ego responds with a joke and smug expression. Seeing her smile, I have no choice but to return it in kind. Well then, I guess there's one more place we should stop before we head home, as thanks. You had somewhere you wanted to go besides just your grandmother's house? Yep, I think it'll really interest you. Will it now? I grin at Ego as she tilts her head in thought. I then grab a few towels from the house before we head off. This is heaven. Oh, hold up. I was prepared to be pressed into sexual slavery for the rest of my days when you started driving me off down some sketchy road into the mountains. Who would have thought you were actually taking me to such a wonderful hot spring? That's a beautiful CG. I guess you actually know how to pull off a nice surprise after all. Ego sighs in pleasure, enjoying the bliss of a natural hot spring. It's about a 30-minute drive from my grandmother's house, a place only locals know about, her secret retreat. All you gotta do is put a sign on the entrance saying that it's in use. There aren't any other customers, so there's no entry fee. Since it rarely gets visitors, we can even have a man and a woman in here at the same time without causing anyone any trouble. This feels amazing. People online are always saying that hot springs are the absolute apex of bliss. I finally understand just what they mean. This truly is paradise. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Figure you would, given how much you love your bass. I figured this would be a nice thank you for helping with the cleaning and all that. Satisfied? Indeed. A flawless idea, Hajime. You pass. I thought baths like this only appeared in my dreams. Ego's all smiles. I knew she'd love this. Still, even I'm kind of surprised at the extent to which she is. I'm really glad I brought her here. Great. I'm just glad you're happy. I finish washing my own face with the spring's hot water. Ego watches me with a chuckle as I dip my body into the bath. Today was a lot of fun. Thanks for doing all this for me, Hajime. Huh? What do you mean for you? You don't need to play dumb. Going to different places, doing different things. I understand that you're trying to let me enjoy as many unique experiences as you can, and I appreciate it. Eagle closes her eyes and smiles at me. You got me. She caught me red-handed. I grin wryly at just how poorly I managed to hide it. I pour water on my face again to try and hide my expression. Ego snickers again as she watches me. Seriously, thanks for taking me here, Hajime. Being able to see where you're going to live. Not to mention learning that you had someone so dear to you, it really warms my heart. Ego, illuminated by the setting sun, seems even happier for me than she is for herself. It almost makes me feel weird seeing her like this. But at the same time, I'm genuinely happy to hear her appreciation for Grandma. I'd love to come here again someday. Next time, I'd love to have more time. Maybe even stay the night. Ego, I don't know how to respond. Again someday. That's not a wish that can be fulfilled. Ego and I both know that. Even though she knows it can't happen, she still wants it so badly that she'd say it out loud. I feel emotion welling up inside of me again, and again I swallow it down. I force a smile and give an upbeat response. Really? In that case, I'll make sure to bring you back here as much as I can. We'll spend so much time in the spring, you're gonna start rusting. Excellent. I'm looking forward to it already. Though I do believe my body is resilient enough to avoid getting rusty merely from sitting around in hot water. You're not just using this as an excuse to legally gawk at my naked body, are you? Don't think I haven't noticed just where your eyes have been wandering. Ego gives me a glare as she accuses me. As if I've seen you naked plenty of times already. You think I'm so easy that just randomly seeing a girl naked's enough to get me off? I shrug off her accusations and try to lighten the mood. I'm not such a brute that I'm able to get hard when the mood's like this. In fact, I rather quite take pride in just how good my boy is at reading the mood. I suppose I'll commend your self-control and refrain from pressing the issue. Of all the places I could be sexually assaulted, I think this would probably be one of the most unfortunate. So, let's set your proclivities aside, rather, and enjoy the bath. Yeah, let's. Ego lets her body sink even deeper into the hot spring's waters. This is pure bliss. You know what? I'm in such a good mood, I'll wash your back if you so wish. Really? I'll happily take you up on that offer. I can wash yours in exchange too if you want.
そうですね。では裸の付き合いを楽しみましょうか。あ、付き合いを楽しみましょうか。 き合いじゃないですからね。一応言っておきますけど。
Don't even think about trying to turn this into a naked meeting. A meeting, huh? Is that what they call it now? Yeah, I remember when I meted her for the first time, yeah. Let's have a meeting. Just a, you know, just a small meeting, you know. No, a meeting. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to tell me twice. We continue our banter while enjoying the hot springs together. It continues on, us both sighing as we enjoy the pleasant steam, surrounding us. We indulge in the pleasures of hot springs bathing until the sun completely sets. Ooh. Sorry, guys. Today's spotlight has been all the rage on social media lately. One night stand, sexy rendezvous, intense body on body action. It's a seaside resort bursting at the seams with sexual tension and desire. Pretty amazing how brazen you're allowed to be on daytime TV. I watch along as I munch on some yakisoba that Ego made for lunch. Apparently modern daytime television knows no shame. Clearly they don't have to deal with corporate standards or other shit like that. Anyway, I look at the images of the resort on display. I can see more beach umbrellas than the actual beach. How'd you feel about going somewhere like this? I looked to Ego, sat down beside me. Oh? You interested in checking out the ocean, Ego? Well, I suppose I could say I'm interested, but salt is the natural enemy of machines. You could compare exposing me to sea breeze and water to exposing a normal person to poison. Poison, really? So salt's gonna rust you? Even though the hot springs were fine? Well, I think I'd be fine in the ocean, but... Apparently my sister model, the E1, saw cases of severe damage in the event of exposure to the sea. As such, the rest of us have been taught to be terrified of seawater. Simply looking at the ocean causes an unpleasant sensation like a tingle down my spine. Alright guys, so we're gonna end it right here, and we will see you guys back here tomorrow for maybe, I don't know, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be all hyped up from the aftermath of the Game Awards announcements, but I will come in and hopefully be able to do some more Ego Spark for you guys. We are trying to finish it. That is kind of a goal. I'd like to finish this one because it's not that long. But alright guys, we'll see you next time. I'm out.